with respect to possession, is actually state of mind, spirit who is wandering the planet in the aura of a boundary between the third and the fourth dimension and refuses to be helped by the blue beings, can stay in this area for a long time and has the possibility of mentally interact with people who may be with fault aura, allowing his access or partial control of that person's behavior. These situations are extremely rare to happen because these spirits can hardly keeping a constant mental state by their own weakness. This attempt to cannibalization of energy and feeling of third dimension is the only way they are to remain aware, at this transition zone. They are the ignorant. The vast majorities do not know where he is, keep vicious, and memories of the incarnation in the third dimension and is afraid of being taken by blue beings by ignorance. If the person is being bullied, receive the attention due to repair his aura, as most will be immune to receive this kind of influence. At level 1 of frequency, there was not that kind of weakness of aura, which allows the external influences. Video 53, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 53, July 18, 2011. Question. Mythi, the stereo ahead infrared probe that is months ahead of our orbital position, showing a semicircle that has generated much speculation about what might be. Seeing this photo, you can tell what it is? On this picture, based on our database, I can say that there is not a celestial body in this state in that position, is also not a spaceship. Nor is it a reflection. From the position on the date shown in the photo may be a fake or a problem on reception of photo. The object that you are waiting to see is going down and to the left of the sun. Your solar observation satellites do not have the field of view needed to see it yet. In less than 30 days the object enters the field of vision of their cameras. Question, Paul asks, how do you rate obedience? Is blind obedience necessary or is there a degree of understanding that must precede it? When higher beings decide something and it is carried out by subordinates, is the basis of the obedience trust rather than complete understanding? Paul, when you get to a social and hierarchical level in which people with undoubted ability are the leaders above you, you have absolute certainty that their decisions are wise. When your leaders are legitimate, everything happens in tune, there are no second intentions or attitudes that compel subordinates to do things against their own consciences. False flags used in these thy colonial times, with which your governments authorize the killing other human beings in the name of religion, or economic interests of some, no longer exist in post-colonial frequency levels. Sovereign breeds demonstrate their social natures, by the attitudes and their wisdom of their leaders. Question, Andrew asks, in earlier videos you mentioned that Whitmer a lot older than us. I'm about to turn 40 years old. Do you feel aches and pains as we do at this age? Is your technology able to eliminate this kind of aging pain? If we are rescued by your people or one of the others participating, would we have access to your technology to live longer without pain? Andrew, the physical pain are the result of living in adverse conditions to balance the need for healthy development. Preservatives used in all kinds of food, aiming at long life in stock of distribution, makes many foods do more harm than good. But your labs need people, the sick, to sell your medicine. Health is not valued but used as an economic sector. Over the next level of frequency, disease and pain will be things of the past. One day, all that thy science conceals, for purely commercial reasons, will be made available to the population to eliminate these aberrations of conduct of the current representatives of your planet. Question, Yorick asks, Proxy, a friend of ours, question me on shape-shifting reptilian humanoid hybrids, working in fields of politics and news reporting. You said before these hybrids are a work in progress, but did they actually succeed in ways they are now put into our society? Proxy, there are not shapeshifters. Although there is no how to create this kind of reptilian-human hybrid. The day you meet a reptile will understand what I mean. The difficulty is the same as you try to cross an alligator with a monkey. The research done so far is the level of chromosomes and genomes. So far, only generated meaningless monstrosities, impractical as a future race hybrid. These videos that you claim exist, if not false, could only be three-dimensional holograms and not real people. Question: ItRTMS said that we are only able to use about 10% of our brains. What would be the capability of a human with the ability to control 100% of our brains? Tracy: I believe that neither your renowned scientist Albert Einstein, who was tuned to a frequency level 1, was much over 10% of the brain activated. You can consider for purposes of understanding, 7% of activation for each of the 10 levels of frequency of the third dimension, or 70% in total. The other 30% will only be released possibly in the fourth dimension. Do you currently, at best, Earthlings, a 7% effective activation of the brain? At the level of frequency 5 to 6 that we are on our planet, we are close to 40% activation. It is impossible to describe to you what will happen when the assets of 100% of our brains. Question: Jack asks, can human cross the Van Allen radiation belt? If not, why? Jack: the radiation is not only in the belt around your planet. There are thousands of areas where various types of cosmic radiation maintain its balance, loading and unloading. Any living being that travels through space has to do with a spacecraft choosing energy fields to prevent the effect of radiation zones. If you are in a spaceship, you can go where you want, even near the sun, without feeling any effect inside. Question: Yorick asks, Mithy, is Mars now ready to walk on without artificial help, as you stated its atmosphere becomes breathable around now? Has any Earth human walked its surface without any help yet? Could you clarify that specific date? It will. Yorick: yes, humans and reptilians can now walk the planet Mars breathing normally. There is currently lots of activity there. Much equipment has already been transferred there, and the colony is already a good number of people. Question: A mate asks, Mithy, who is the one known to us as Jehovah? Mate: Jehovah is the name used by Paleo-Hebrew people to name the creator of the universe, the omnipotent. It is the same meaning for all theosophical descriptions of God in other languages and cultures. It is not a person, is a denomination, a concept. Question: Jacqui asks, I would like to ask about the holographic reality for each of us. If one is aware of how thought attracts and creates the reality, then is there a different reality for each perspective, and do we jump to each reality as we choose our perspective? Jacqui: all feasible prospect is within a certain reality. Any holographic environment, it is not a material reality. You can play, interact and react to a state-of-the-art holographic environment, but could not live in that environment. The reality of the third dimension is where you can interact and live, physically speaking. There is no way to exchange realities. At each stage of your development, you are in reality preset to your status of quantum matter. Question: Some mates asks, Mithy, when Japan is going to sink? Will it be sooner than the brown dwarf star's arrival? Mates: Japan stands to suffer a great loss territorial soon. It is situated in a position of convergence of tectonic plates where any of them can cause a major disaster. All regions that are known to be unstable should be evacuated, including the capital. As I mentioned before, it is virtually impossible for a government to do this kind of evacuation, so this technical impasse will not lead to any solution to these regions. Depending on the time period between cause and effect, a part of the population can have time to move to other more stable regions. The approach of the dwarf star will trigger movements of tectonic plates across the planet, so Japan is not the only but maybe first, followed in sequence by all countries concerned by the Pacific Ring of Fire. Question: Tade asks, how come all the aliens bad and good, that mystery guy in the Pentagon who offered to change the world and etc. always address only the US? What about India, Russia, China? There is so little talk about them. Dade: many of your governments now have direct contact with these aliens, but initially the US government had the first contact. A council of representatives of the planet has been assembled and is made all the arrangements for cooperation. The United States provided all the necessary facilities on its territory, and the council has provided the resources. All aliens captured alive are forwarded to these central bases where other breeds can be enticed to join the cooperation agreement. A few years ago, when your government was implementing a plan of a false flag against its own citizens demolishing some buildings, the Arcturians took advantage of to force the return of 8 members of a research team who had been imprisoned in an island in the Atlantic. The Americans have kept them in captivity for 7 months and wanted to force a cooperation agreement. The Arcturians took advantage of the confusion of the moment and gave an ultimatum by firing a beam of energy into the Pentagon. Immediately, the US government released the team. Question, Panis asks, here in Greece we have an ancient temple, 5000 BC, for God Apollo, which they said that he left with others and they went to a Sirius planet and they are coming back in 2012. There is some truth to that? Panos, several breeds have been in contact with your ancient civilizations. After the Krugs from Pleiades, Sirius humanoid races and also a race of Sirius reptilians had several contacts with the Greek leaders at various times. These tales have basis in reality because the leaders have always had contacted experiences, real glimpse of holograms, light beams destructible, or lifting of heavy rock by gods. Possibly even the fact they left the message returned in this period can be true, because some of that old breeds are currently assisting in the process of passage of the planet right now. Who knows, after the Earth enters the board of Community Galactica, these ancient gods to present to the Greeks, not as gods but as their new siblings. Question, Laurie Lee asks, Mythi, if the planned events of the Antichrist as foretold in the Bible will still occur after Planet X appears on the scene? Do you know who the Antichrist is, and if so can you tell us? Is he Prince William aka Reptilian Race of the New World Order? Laurie Lee, the concept of Antichrist is not really a person. It's a mistake to try to point the finger at one person or another. The Antichrist is represented by all who collaborate in the creation of the triangle AE power, abuse and impunity. Those who consider themselves above the law, above life, health and fate of entire populations, religious without any decency, all join to form the entity of the aforementioned Antichrist. The unscrupulous elite that now run the planet together form the head, trunk and limbs of the Antichrist. It represents the eternal fight of a swordsman against the dragon, where everything is really conceptual. It is time for the world rid of black auras, and unifies the light ones. Video 54, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, a Video 54, July 23, 2011. Question, Paul asks, Mythi, you believe that any serious events happen in our own moon during this period? Paul, the moon has been completely evacuated preventively. As I said, some units of thrust have already been installed that to allow corrections of orbits if necessary. Two of the Pleiades spacecraft, there will be hostiles for possible interception of large asteroids from the end of October. The asteroid belt would suffer great instability with the passage of the dwarf star through it, so well already scheduled in the asteroid's possible path of collision, many others can follow the gravitational field of the dwarf star heading toward the Earth and Moon randomly. It is interesting that you give names for the moons of other planets, and you call your Simplius moon. We call the planet Earth Tiamat, and your moon Vanes. We hope that Vanes survive intact this event. Question, a mate asks, and on Earth, what is happening at the moment? Mate, the Earth has already started to swing slowly on its axis, as some of you may already be recording, your scientists know but are prevented from disclosing in the media. The layers of magma are beginning to move beneath the crust of the planet, and this is unbalancing the axis of rotation. This will make your moon and sun change their positions relative to what you're used to seeing. The large volume of rain and snow in some cases is related to the volcanic heating under the poles, ocean warming by undersea volcanic activity and the large increase in incidence of cosmic energy channeled by the dwarf star in the southern hemisphere. The relative humidity has never been so loaded globally, and this factor is causing the softening of many regions that are sagging under its own weight. With the warming caused by movement of the layers of magma, underground deposits of water may evaporate into the atmosphere, and deposits of oil and gas at high pressure in the lower layers of the crust may begin to flow out and burn. If a crack cut your Middle East, billions of barrels of oil will transform the region into a vast lake of oil. All this is being monitored by us. We have transfer equipment for molecular transport, which can carry these materials through energy beams to secure places in the universe, decontaminating regions. Question, Stephen asks. Mithy, is it true that with the passing of the dwarf star the magnetic energy will erase all memories and intelligence from our minds without protecting our brains with some sort of metal helmet? Stephen, the interaction of gravity between the planets does not really affect brain waves. The brain is insulated magnetically. If you talk about radiation, there is a different story. Radiation, depending on the type and intensity, can cause a short circuit in the exchange of electrical impulses between neurons, burning the nerve endings, due to overload. This cerebral paralysis may be temporary or permanent, depending on exposure. Question, Todor asks, what happened with the Earth and the Earthlings 3,600 years ago, by the last visit of Nibiru? How did the life on Earth survived? Todor, the previous passages of Nibiru, was all too catastrophic. In the last passage, he caused the disasters that culminated in Exodus quoted in your old scriptures and the decline of Egyptian civilization. All the ancient civilizations at that time had been provided with a large complex of tunnels and underground facilities, and all its constructions were in solid rock to prevent radiation. Always guided by the gods. Mayans, Incas, Aztecs in South and Central Americas, Hopi in North America, among many other cultures of Asia, all of them kept underground facilities to survive the cataclysms announced to their spiritual leaders. Nature recovers easily when left alone, reintroduced fauna species, and the planet continued on its course of development for the last step as a settlement, ending now with all of you as witnesses. Question, a mate asks, what we can believe in? Science, religion, government? Who can support us in these times? Mate, scientists sometimes lose much of the incarnation dedicated to a particular project, locked in their laboratories, some willing to fame, others wishing to position or profits, and few of altruism for mankind. That is, there are scientists and scientists. The same on religion, there are the pure intention of fighting to reduce ignorance and suffering, and the fanatics who want to politicize and maneuver ignorance. There are religious and religious. They say on your planet that if any politician is very well intentioned, has only two paths to follow, turning a corrupt or leave politics, that is, there is only one type of politicians. In conclusion, in your present stage of social development are two sides of the coin for everything except politics. In fact, you will have only each other. Those who want peace and respect differences, should join those who can help you in these emergency situations without letting themselves be carried away by your government to wherever it is, waiting for the reinforcements that may come from our part once the dust settles. Question, Mayo asks, Mithy, what you would do to convince, with evidences, a skeptic that a brown dwarf is approaching, knowing that is virtually impossible in such short time or everybody on Earth would have noticed it already? Maya, if anyone in observatories installed in backyards or in the mountains not seen it so far, does not mean that your governments are not following it. The WISE telescope remains active, but transmitting military frequency only. The telescopes in Antarctica have also been installed primarily to accompany the arrival of the dwarf star that rises at an angle that is only visible at latitude 90 degrees south. Currently it is climbing toward the sun, and will soon be seen in almost any latitude on Earth. I can do nothing to convince anyone, you will be convinced for yourself, mates. I've noticed in these months of conversations we had, that Earthlings will be a good new community. Some of you have much discernment, are sentimental and most of the times, passionate. In the right context, the possibilities for cultural and technological development will be developed quickly. The laws of the universe are not as complicated as they seem in the third dimension. You have developed over time, novels related to interdimensional realities, trips to the layers of time, heaven, hell and purgatory, all products of minds eager for development. This denotes a great imagination to adapt easily to new ideas and new realities in the relationship with many bizarre situations that you shall know in dealing with all kinds of strange beings that inhabit this third dimension. There are hundreds of levels of virtual realities, places where not everything is as it seems, but what others want it to appear. Much still to learn, all in the third dimension. Thousands of years of knowledge still to assimilate, you still have no idea of what awaits you. You are far from other dimensions or parallel universes. This is all a story to be deciphered in the next 20,000 years. By going through this phase of discovery of who you are and what you do here in the universe, everything will become more logical and your mind will automatically be focused efforts to what really matters, your personal development of themselves body and soul. In your present conjuncture, are you still focusing on yourself, not in tune with the universe as will be in this next phase that should experience that is ready for it? From there, you will realize that nobody owns anything in the universe. Everything is an exchange where everyone is looking to be well with others as it will give you a hand when you need it most. You can feel good about eating at your table in the comfort of your home, knowing that your neighbor is hungry and sleeping in the open? Well, admit it or not, this is what happens in your current society, where you can feel sick thinking about it but you have no initiative to do something about it. When social injustice begins at the top of thy rulers are known to corrupt the people going to discredit that, as ordinary citizens can do something to change the context of things. Therefore, a just society begins with a just government. We are here because our societies are already in balance, we have justice and freedom to develop ourselves so we can donate our time and efforts to help societies like yours to develop properly. One day, your society will do the same for others, and all have a purpose in the development of our universe. Keep in mind the following: the planet Earth or Tiamat will move to a new frequency band, regardless of the passage of dwarf star or not, so all 7 billion people will be redistributed to their rightful places in the scale of development by all means that are predetermined by the laws of nature governing the harmony and balance that keeps the universe in motion. These laws are immutable. You can try to slow its effects for some time but have only been wasting valuable development time for yourself. Everything in the universe to exist, must correspond with its opposite, explaining, a proton has a positive charge only if there are their opposites, electrons, with a negative charge. A potential difference to exist requires two references. The potential difference between two plans sets the amount of quantum energy available between the two plans as a vacuum capacitor. The multiplication or the excess of the quantum energy generated by the space between the planes flows to feed these same planes that maintain it, through so-called black holes. The universe is stabilized, as a major generator perpetual, and this quantum energy is generated by all that lives and growing in it. When the planes hit a boundary load much larger than necessary to balance the system, causes a so-called big bang or a burst of energy as a deep discharge at its opposite side, initiating the expansion of a new universe, parallel to the original that gave it birth, and so on. This is an example of knowledge that does not bring any practical effect to your reality. Therefore, in terms of knowledge, everything must happen at the right time to have some real value. Video 55, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 55, July 31, 2011. Question: Mayo asks, if nothing happens in those next 30 days regarding field of vision for the supposed celestial object, will you stop channeling your wisdom to the Earthlings? See Maya, if nothing happens, it will be because something happened. If the Community Galactica resolved by changing the trajectory of the dwarf star, which seems highly unlikely, this could change the facts. I could be doing with you an experience for my records to measure your degree of behavior and evolution, before an imminent catastrophe, which right now also is not the case. So if nothing happens for no accountable reason, I can stop answering questions if that's best for you. Anyway, my mission here is almost finished, but I should get to participate in the first contacts between our civilizations. But, be prepared not to get caught by surprise by the events of this end of age. Question: Soren asks, what happens if the comet turns out to be just a comet and no dwarf star shows up? Will everyone look to the next info site that tells of an impending future transformation? Soren, according to news reports, the body, old planet Nucleus, which precedes the dwarf star has accelerated greatly in approach to the Sun, because it is not an ordinary comet, its massive is a brown dwarf with a big, strong gravitational field, and is accompanied with some smaller spacecraft. The first one will appear at the beginning of September is this celestial body. You will be able to view from September this approach and are ready to take initiatives for your preparation for the events that follow. It will emit a light, strong and blue that everyone can see. After this passage so close to Earth in October and November, he will be off the track by Earth's gravitational force and will be lost in space. You may consider it the blue Kakina. Its gravitational field will cause major changes in the planet, and some asteroids in the asteroid belt will be attracted by it in the wake of the passage, and could hit the Earth on your region of the Middle East. The dwarf star did not accelerate as much as the pseudo-massive comet, and should be viewed in sequence with a few months apart as the red Kakina. We do not know if Krulians or Community Galactica has something to do with this behavior, but we'll find out what the exact timing of this change of approach speeds between the two. It seems that difference in acceleration approach is a natural relationship between the concentration of mass, inertia, and the intensity of the gravitational field strength of each with respect to the Sunday. The schedule of events remains unchanged. Be prepared for this passage because the effects are those that have been previously forecast: increased volcanic activity, weather unpredictable, large changes in ocean currents, energy networks and satellites deactivating, all between September and December this year. During 2012, the atmospheric phenomena and tectonic adjustments to the planet will continue to stabilize, which will culminate in the definitive change of polarity of the geomagnetic grid in December 2012. In the year 2013 we'll begin the restoration of the main communities to be rebuilt and adapted to this new reality. Question, Jose asks, Mithy, is it true that Nibiru can be transported within seconds? Is Nibiru evil yet to be decided? If so, why would they do it? Is Lord Anu Community Galactic a leader? Is this entity a fellow member of CG or from a warlike race? Jose, as I just explained, orbits and speed can be changed when a thorough study of all possible consequences exists in the short, medium and long term. There is not this concept of instant transfer of celestial bodies. There is no Lord Anu, the board of Community Galactica is not headed by a single person, is a majority consensus of representatives of all affiliates. There are admittedly more warlike societies than others, but today these forces are used to protect the common set against aggressors. There are several associations of races descended from insects and some breeds reptilians who do not accept the rules of coexistence of the most humanoid galactic communities. In these parallel associations, some of them, with enough firepower, often are causing major problems in entire solar systems. There are problems in all levels of the third dimension, but we are always trying to compromise and settle on consensus. Question, a mate asks, Mithy, Betelgeuse, the sun in the constellation Orion is about to explode, as announced by NASA for 2012. The sun that you call Betelgeuse in the constellation Orion has exploded many centuries ago, you're only going to realize that 38 years from now. The issue of misinformation is crucial to the creation of a virtual reality by your elites to get as long as possible, thus preventing your organization for future events. Question, Chuck asks, Mithy, when will your species land and inform the humans there is other life out in space? When will our governments not exist and we may run free on the planet? What level of frequency is a human when he cares more for his planet goods than he cares for other humans? Chuck, the humanoid races who are friends of this colony should be present during major events at the end of the year and during the relocation to areas where you feel they should be ideal for your relocation. You can be sure that there will be remaining campaigns of your government against our contact, alleging bad intentions in our actions, including forging attacks and extermination of people trying to drive the population against us and taking them to detention camps previously defined for screening of the surviving population. This was a subject I wished to act further, but be prepared for a major campaign alleging the dangerous aliens. Do not be mistaken by the elites in their attempt to reduce the population. All aliens who attempt to make contact with you in these events, races are friendly and supervised by the Community Galactica. The current leaders of the planet are mostly puppets of the system imposed by the elites. Many of them do not agree with the situation but has no personality strong enough to abandon their positions.